Nice to be with you again on this Monday evening. Welcome to the program. My goodness, I know so many of you have tuned in. You just love this evening program as we pray the evening prayer of the church. Well, today is the feast of Saint Andrew the Apostle, so we remember Andrew very, very especially. But I want to remember so many of you at this time. I know so many sisters at Marian House in Boxburg listen to us. Sister Bernadette, I know you're listening, and I hope you're feeling a lot brighter today. It was lovely seeing you yesterday. But I know there are many of you all over. Jean Jones, Pat Bowie, Patricia Bowie down in Vicksburg, and lots of other people around the country, Cape Town, Hermanus, you name it, all over, just tuning in at this time because you love just to spend this time with me, praying the evening prayer of the church, reflecting on the scripture, and going away, hopefully, refreshed. It's the end of the month, and my goodness, Christmas just around the 30th of November today, the end of the month, the beginning of the week, and we are now approaching Christmas in the season of Advent. Let's ask the Lord to be with us as we pray. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Lord saw Peter and Andrew, and he called him. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord saw Peter and Andrew, and he called them. Come, follow me, said the Lord. I will make you fishers of men. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. And then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of song, full of tears, carrying their seed and for the sowing. But they come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, follow me, said the Lord. I will make you fishers of men. They left their nets and followed the Lord, the Redeemer. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. They left their nets, and they followed the Lord, the Redeemer. Our gospel reading this evening is taken from the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were making a cast in the lake with their net, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to me, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they left their nets at once and followed Jesus. And going on from there, he saw another pair of brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. And they were in their boat with their father, mending their nets. And Jesus called them. And at once, leaving the boat and their father, they followed him. Well, the feast of Andrew, the brother of Peter. Peter and Andrew were brothers. James and John were the brothers, but the sons of Zebedee. And, you know, it's interesting that whenever Jesus had anything important to do or to say or to declare, he always took Peter, James and John up the mountains. These were his closest allies, the closest apostles to Jesus. And so today we remember very especially Andrew. Now, Andrew and Peter were fishermen. And as Jesus walks along the Sea of Galilee, the seashore, he sees them and he calls them. Now, a couple of things I'd like to share with you this evening. And it's really about calling and about who they were. Because I think these things, these qualities or these happenings, they also apply to us. So let's go through these things briefly but carefully. Jesus walks along the shore and he calls Peter and Andrew. They were brothers. Calling is such an important part of the ministry of Jesus as he walks along calling people to follow him. And so often he calls them by name. And here he calls these disciples and he says to them, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I'm always reminded of the words of Jesus in another place in the Gospel. Remember, I have chosen you, you haven't chosen me. And so I think it's important for us, frequently, just to remember our calling, because it's so easy for us to say, well, you know, I made the calling to be a Dominican. I made that decision to leave everything and to become a Christian. I made that decision to leave this church and join another church. I made the decision to leave that faith and become a disciple of Jesus, and so on. So very often the calling becomes a decision that you made. And it's important for us to remember, it is not, if you're becoming a Christian and a follower of Jesus, it is not your calling, but the calling of Jesus. It's he who says to you, come follow me. And the wonder is that you left everything and followed Jesus. And that's very often a very major decision. I've met so many people in my life who have really come to a deep appreciation of the calling of Jesus. And they've left everything and followed him. And here we find these two fishermen, Peter and Andrew. They were in their boat on the shore. They were fishermen doing whatever they were doing, mending their nets, drawing in the fish, I don't know, not important. What is important is that Jesus walks along the shore and he says to them, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So he somehow, Jesus takes their qualities, their occupation, or preoccupation, whatever you want to call it. And he says, come, I'm going to use these wonderful qualities that you have, and we're going to move them into another direction. I have come, I'm the Messiah, I'm going to form and establish the kingdom of God, but I need you. So please, come follow me. And notice, they leave their nets and they follow Jesus. So the calling then is so vitally important. And I think maybe you and I should today, just sometime, sit down quietly and ask ourselves something about our calling. Lord, when was it that I heard your call? How faithful have I been to your call? And if we haven't been faithful, let's always be reminded that we are sinners. Yes, we are weak and human and broken. But nevertheless, it's the Lord who called and said, come follow me, I will make you fishers of men. That's the mystery of our lives, that we are called by Jesus to follow him. So our calling, we can go on for a long time talking about it, but I just wanted to emphasize the importance of the calling, that it's not your decision to follow Jesus, it is Jesus who calls, and thank God you have responded in following. The second thing I wanted to share with you in the minute or two that's left for me now is that we can often say to ourselves, why me? Because I'm such a weak, human, sinful person. I'm a broken person. Lord, why do you call me? And I think this is also part of the mystery of life, that we often ask that question, why me? Because we're so conscious of our weaknesses, our failings. When we are sick, for example, we can often ask ourselves, say to ourselves and say to the Lord, Lord, why me? Why do I have to have this sickness, this particular condition that I have now? When I look at myself and I see that I have no feeling in my hands and my feet, why me, Lord? I've been doing so many wonderful things throughout my life, in the church and in radio and in here and there and everywhere. Why me? It's part of the mystery of life, and we simply have to say, Lord, in my brokenness, in my weakness, in my sinfulness, just use me as you call me to follow you. So whether we are sick, whether we are broken, whether we are sinful, whatever it is, in our weakness, the Lord calls us. He called these simple fishermen. They didn't have degrees. They were very simple people, Peter and James and John and so on and Andrew. They were fishermen, no degrees. He calls them in their simplicity, in their nothingness, in their brokenness. He says, come, come follow me. And so it's not because of your degrees, or because of the pedigree that you have, or because of whatever it is that the Lord calls you. Called you because he wants you just the way you are. In your weakness, your brokenness, your sickness, whatever it is, he says, I want to use you to be my witness, to be a sign of my strength in your life. So let's ask the Lord today, in our weakness and brokenness, to strengthen our faith, that we might always be faithful to his calling of us. Not because you are great and you've got degrees and you've got all sorts of things you've done in your life, all the qualities and the qualifications and so on. No, leave those things at the side. The Lord simply says, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So the calling is important, and our weakness, our brokenness, our simplicity is also important. And so the Lord calls us as we are, to be his disciples, to be his followers. So let's ask the Lord today to give us the strength to follow him more closely. And when we crumble and when we say to ourselves, but Lord, why me? In my weakness, my sickness, my brokenness, the Lord says, don't worry. I just want you to be a disciple of mine, to be a faithful person. And in your weakness and in your little faith that you have, I will be with you. So be convinced of the closeness of the Lord to you in your life, and allow the Lord to use you. He's called you to be his disciple. Allow him to use you in and through your weakness to be his disciple. Remember, St. Paul always said that too. It's when I am weak that I am strong. So it's in your weakness that the Lord says, come, I will walk with you. I will live in you. I will use you as you are to promote and to propagate my kingdom. So we ask the Lord then to give us the grace and the strength to be faithful disciples, answering our call, no matter how weak we might be. Tell of the glory of the Lord, announce it among the nations. Speak of his wonderful deeds to all the peoples. Tell of the glory of the Lord, and announce it among the nations. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Tell of the glory of the Lord, announce it among the nations. Let us remember St. Andrew, the servant of Christ and apostle of God. He was the brother of Peter and suffered with him for his master. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us remember St. Andrew, the servant of Christ and apostle of God. He was the brother of Peter, and he suffered with him for his master. Now, since we are part of a building that has the apostles for its foundation, let us pray to the Father for his holy people. Lord, remember your church. Father, when your Son rose from the dead, you showed him first to the apostles. Let us make him known near and far. You sent your Son into the world to proclaim the good news to the poor. Grant that we may bring his gospel into the darkness of people's lives. You sent your Son to plant in our hearts the seed of imperishable life. May we labor to sow his word and reap a harvest of joy. You sent your Son to reconcile the world with yourself by the shedding of his blood. Let us become his fellow workers in restoring people to your friendship. You placed your Son at your own right hand in heaven. Receive the dead into the happiness of your kingdom. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, you called St. Andrew, your apostle, to preach the gospel and to guide your church. We humbly pray that he may always plead for us in your presence, and we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Lord, help me believe. to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Among men, well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Cheating and stealing, violence and crime. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do.
Time. Yes, indeed. And in all our sufferings, all we can do is take one day at a time and ask the Lord to be with us. Well, that's where we leave it for this evening. So from me, Father Emil, have a wonderful, restful evening. Thanks for being with me. Good night and God bless.